This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And tape delayed all over the country. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 24-7, 605-477-3249. Did you get a chance to see the Democrat circus on television the last two nights? It had a little something for everyone. Perverts, pedophiles, homosexuals, Hollywood writers, I already mentioned them twice, three times, plagiarists, dirty old men, former vice presidents, I mentioned them twice, illegal aliens, and the rest of us. I'm delighted to introduce to you our newest faculty member, Steve Elkins. Steve Elkins hails from Florida. And Steve graduated from Indiana University with a B.S. in nursing, specialized in intensive care unit and the emergency room. He loves technology when it comes to saving people's lives. He's been in the military, U.S. Air Force, for 4 years, aircraft mechanic on the C-5 Galaxy, huge airplane, and the 141 Starlifter. He's been an EMT. He's worked in the ambulance service on the weekends. He had a political talk show in Northern California. He was inspired by our dear friend and instructor, John Stadtmiller, to make a difference. He reached out. He had a successful show. He called it Outside the Matrix 2.0. And it ran for 9 weeks. It was a solid broadcast, and it was shut down by the liberals who owned the station. And they claimed that it violated the 501c3 by educating people on the corruption of voter fraud. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, Steve Elkins. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Vincent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Steve, why don't we start this broadcast? I mean, we're going to get into some very serious topics about nursing, things that people have never heard of, never thought of, never considered, but need to know. But before we do, would you share with our worldwide broadcast classroom how you and I came to meet from your perspective? I know from my perspective, but how did it happen from your perspective?
Well, I think we have to have thank John Stadtmiller for that. I'd followed your broadcast before and listened to your show on GCN, and I thought it was a darn good show. It's a great show. It's informative. It makes a difference for those who really want to make a difference in their lives, and for as far as preparing for, you know, the worst, what's to come. And when I say the worst of what's to come, there is something coming, no doubt about it. You and I are both prepared, and it's good. It's a good effort. It's an excellent effort to be in that position to affect people's hopefully change behavior, where people start to say, wait a minute here, you know, what we're talking about, the focal, what we see in the world here and what we see nationally is change, and it's bad change. So something is coming, and we're all getting prepared, and we don't want to be the ones waiting for government to to step in to help us. We saw they failed miserably in Katrina and other disasters, and I think they're the worst, so I'm not even going to think about relying on government for anything. So I'm going to take care of my own needs, take care of my family and my friends, of my immediate family and friends, of what I can do, and I do the best I can to educate people to be better prepared. So I commend you highly for what you're doing, Vincent.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that. And so from my perspective, John Stadtmiller called me last year, and he said, you got to meet this guy. You have to meet this guy, Steve Alkins. As a matter of fact, he'll be coming to your house.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. I said, okay, great, great. And so you and John ended up at our house and spent a few days and had a wonderful time. So I just wanted to thank John Stadtmiller for doing that.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Did it happen similar to that with you?
Yeah, I
did he tell you something like
this? I think it was a shock to you of how I ended up out there, but it all worked out really well. Like I said, we had some great times. I mean, the 5 days I was there, I think it was 5 days, went pretty dang fast, and we spent some time staying up late at night talking about issues, problems of this country, the world. And I found 2 o'clock, I was really still wanting to go and keep going, but I think your wife was kind of giving the eye, saying, you know what, you guys go to bed and start up again in the morning. The problems are still going to be there, but I had the best time, and I cherished that time I spent at your ranch there. And your boys and your family and John, it was a lot of fun, and it was an educational experience for me.
Well, it was wonderful, and I just wanted to thank John Stadtmiller for making that happen. And literally, he said, "You've got to meet this guy. I mean, there was no wavering. There's no way you should, you know, oughta. You have to meet Steve." And so I'm glad he did. And so here we are. So Steve, here's a question for you.
Sure.
And you know, I work on cars a lot, and there's a lot of relationships between automobiles and body mechanics, meaning people.
Yep.
So I was working on a Toyota with our son, and the new owner brought it over and wanted it to be checked out. And so our son pulled out the oil filter system, and parts were missing. And literally, the oil filter was not working. The oil filter was a cartridge. It was rolling around, rattling around inside the housing. It was missing the spring and a retaining component. So the oil filter absolutely was not working. But the last guy that put it back together left out 3 parts and put it back together, and it'd be good enough. Have you ever seen the evidence of anything like that in the medical world where mistakes, serious mistakes, were made? And you found out after the fact.
Let me think here hard on that one. Not mechanical wise, maybe performance, procedure, but not actually mechanical. I've not seen any mechanical failures that hindered me from doing my job or cost the patient a life. The equipment we have is pretty good stuff, and it's monitored closely, and there's lots of checks on it, and there's stickers on there. It's been checked and checked. And so I have not seen any failure of equipment at all. No.
Okay. I lived in Virginia, and there was a hospital in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and the patient died on the operating table. And we've all heard that before, but this particular patient died on the operating table because of an electrical failure. Whoever wired the operating table, which is a stainless steel table, didn't wire it properly, and the patient was shocked to death. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have heard that before. I've never seen it, and they're supposed to be grounded. All that stuff's supposed to be grounded, all that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody failed. If electrical shut off, there's a backup power for every hospital. That's part of that's a government requirement. You have to have a backup generator to kick on immediately after so many seconds. And but somebody not grounding equipment, like cauterizing equipment and stuff like that, I've heard of that. I've never seen it personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, just so you know, hospital outlets are a different color. Typically, they are kind of a gray in color. and they are a very, very durable, long lasting, high quality, top quality outlet. And they may cost 10 times more or 20 times more than the outlets that you have in your home. And they have a special provision for a separate ground wire to go all the way back to the panel. So they are made so that these kinds of things, these kinds of failures don't happen. Steve, how about the Dominican Republic? So people have hopped on airplanes, flown from the United States down for it. It's just a wonderful time in the Dominican Republic. They end up sick as can be, and 12 of them so far, if not more, have died from organ failure. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, actually, I've heard of that actually happening in Mexico. I had a trip to Mexico back in the 80s, and one of the people in our group of party there, my sister got married there in Puerto Vallarta, had got sick, become very ill. And it was interesting that they ended up in the emergency room of a Mexican hospital there. Of course, they wouldn't be treated until they gave a Visa card, and they had to make sure the Visa card had enough on to actually charge for the services. But, yeah, I've heard of that happening, and usually it's kind of in areas of the world that sanitation is not a priority or very much compromised. The Mexicans don't get sick from drinking their own water. Their kind of immune systems are kind of used to that. You know, we're kind of like pedigrees. We go over there, and if you drink their water, you're going to get violently ill, you know, dysentery. But, yeah, I have heard of that. It's usually in third world countries, kind of like that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm wondering if part of the reason that Mexicans drinking their own water don't get violently ill might be attributed to the hot, hot pepper that they consume on their food. Do you think there's anything to do with that, or do you think
it's just their immune system? Has the ability to kill a lot of things. I just got her formula off the internet the other day. I'm trying to figure out how to eradicate pests in my yard, and one of the ingredients, a homemade ingredient, was using cayenne pepper and a couple other ingredients mixed together. Let it sit for a couple days and then spray it on your yard, and the capsaicin, evidently the hot ingredient of a pepper, evidently is a deterrent or kills bugs. So I'm going to give that a shot this weekend.
Yeah, and by the way, Steve, tobacco is used in a lot of insecticide manufacturing. It really is. Have you heard of tobacco being used for bee stings? So, for example, you're out in the yard and you know, get stung by a wasp or a hornet, and if you take a pinch of chewing tobacco, wet it, put it right over that bee sting, put a Band-Aid over it, that the sting is likely to not be as painful as otherwise? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that works. Also, tea. Tea does, too. Regular wet tea. You take regular drinking tea. That works. What else works? I'm glad you mentioned that, because I found a remedy for... I hear your bumper.
Yeah, well, we've got about 10 seconds.
All right, meat tenderizer works great on bee stings and fire ants, as their venom is protein-based. And, of course, we know that meat tenderizer breaks down protein.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Steve Elkins.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. And he's a nurse. And we're talking about medicine, things that you've probably wanted to know about, but haven't had a place to ask. So I'm going to try to ask some of those questions today and see if we can cover a lot of it. Steve, you're talking about bee stings, and you mentioned meat tenderizer. So I've heard
meat tenderizer, actually, the venom of many insects is protein-based. And so, of course, meat tenderizer breaks down collagen, it breaks down protein. So I found that if you wet the area and put meat tenderizer on it, just leave it on there, or you can actually put something over to kind of keep it mashed in place, that it actually works really well. I'm using it for fire ants. I got a problem with fire ants out here in Florida, so I'm using that for my treatment when I get bit. I understand it works for wasps and hornets also, but try meat tenderizer.
What is your advice on snake bites? Every once in a while that happens. It's not as often as bee stings, but what do you have advice for snake bites?
Well, the first thing I do when I'm doing a lot of work outside and I've got debris, I got a big burn pile out back right now. That the first thing I do so I don't get the first thing is not get bit. Okay, that's the first thing I like to do. And the first thing I do is go out there is take a rake and I make a lot of noise on that pile to make sure that anything in there is going to crawl out and take off. And that's usually what works, the first thing. They don't like to bite people any more than, you know, they have to. I mean, they don't usually do that at a threat. So the first thing is not get bit. Second thing is, you have to be able to identify the snake. I've been bit by snakes before, and I know the ones to worry about. We have coral snakes, we have copperheads out here, and we have rattlesnakes. I'm very cautious of those. The first thing I said is just make a lot of racket, a lot of noise on anything. If you have a lot of lumber out in your backyard and you say, well, I need to move that lumber and I got to put it somewhere else, the first thing I do is, if I don't have a firecracker to throw to really scare them with a loud bang, I take something and I rap on that wood really, really hard, and whatever's under there is going to take off. So I think the first thing is just to make a lot of racket, make sure you don't get bit. And then the second is identification, and if it's a poisonous snake, you're going to want to get to the hospital pretty dang fast. The anti-venom, you're going to want to get that introduced pretty darn quick, and you should have good success. I've seen a couple of these where people, like I said, didn't take my recommendation on that. They left a bunch of boars, and they left up a board, and there was a rattler right there. Got him. So on the hand, he was camping. So like I said, make a lot of noise, because I think that's the number one thing, to make sure they scatter and don't stay silent, because if you lift a board up and there's one there, he's going to latch out at you.
And in your neck of the woods, as John Stettmiller would say, God's waiting room, Florida, a lot of people wear flip-flops.
Yep.
To me, where I live, that's absolutely crazy because of snakes and all kinds of critters that can bite you. And so another thing is that we don't wear flip-flops here at the house. Nobody even has them. I mean, if we see them in the store, we keep walking right past them. Steve,
we're actually one other accident there that's not even mentioned is slips.
Okay.
Get a little bit of water under a flip-flop. I tell you, I've seen people just take a tumble really hard. So, the flip-flop thing is it can be very dangerous, not only in the environment, walking around in just high grass. Not a good idea, but just in your grocery stores. I mean, how often do we see stuff on the ground that's spilled or somebody made a mess and nobody sees it, nobody spilled it, nobody cleans it up, and then somebody with flip-flops comes around the corner and boom, you know, breaks an arm, breaks a leg. You get an elderly person who breaks a hip, and life changes when you break a hip at 80 years old.
Steve, I probably do something that's not very polite, but when I see somebody wearing flip-flops, I just subtract 10 or 15% from whatever I thought their IQ was. I just make that subtraction because it makes no sense to me. Because typically when I see people, I'm out and about, like shopping at Sam's Club or at the Chinese Factory Outlet or wherever I happen to be. But I just mentioned those two places because they're big. And I see people there, and those places, you really don't walk to them. You really don't ride your bicycle to them. So the people who are there have driven there. So if they've driven there and they're walking around in their flip-flops, they've driven with their flip-flops, which really means that the transition from the accelerator to the brake pedal can be neutralized with flip-flops, and you can have a crash because of something so stupid as wearing flip-flops. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night was night two of the first big Democratic debate. It was held in Miami with 10 more candidates taking the stage. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris making headlines after she called out frontrunner Joe Biden on his previous record on race. Biden had previously said he was able to work with segregationists in Congress to get things done in the past. Harris says on the morning after the debate,
had those senators, those segregationists, had their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate today. I would certainly not be a top contender to be president of the United States.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Japan says he saw some of last night's debate.
I wasn't impressed, but when you look at the socialism and you look at what it can do, that's what you're talking about there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's an ICU nurse. He's also an ER nurse. And, Steve, I was reading an article about this physician. And he practices in the Amazon, and there are plenty of tropical diseases there. And many of his patients have experienced snake bites. And so what he does, his treatment is an electric shock therapy. So what he does is when someone's bitten by a snake, he discharges 4 or 5 low current but high voltage discharges, kind of like what a taser would do.
Yeah.
And he gives them about 5 to 10 seconds apart at the location of the snake bite, and it saves the lives of the victims, and it works within a half an hour. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I did, through you. And I think that probably works through constricture, most likely. You want to make sure that the venom doesn't get into general circulation. So I would assume that I've actually got one of those stun guns. I have never tried it on myself. I am curious a little bit how much of a jolt they really put out, but I could see that possibility, possibility of that. Basically what it does is constricts the vasculature and prevents the venom from actually distributing through the body. I could see that to be a possibility, yeah.
Okay. Steve, there are plenty of medical procedures that people undergo because of recommendations by the medical profession, probably their doctor. Are there any of those that you can talk about that you would say, you know what, I'll pass. Thank you anyway. I don't want to do it.
I think at 50 years old, you know, as poor the diets are in this country, Vincent, as bad as the diets really are, Americans are terrible. They eat a lot of junk food. And we know some people who do a lot of junk food, don't we?
Yeah, he's probably going to be listening.
So, well, we can talk about him, you know. I love him.
Yeah,
he does have a bad diet, and I've told him, you got to stop this. These high-fat diets are terrible, and they're terrible on the GI. So understanding how bad the diets are and how people are getting diverticulitis because they're not able to evacuate all this fecal matter out of their colon, their small bowel and their colon. We're seeing more diverticulitis, and, of course, that could be really serious if it punches through the wall completely of the colon. And then you get a situation we call sepsis, and sepsis shuts down organs, and sepsis can kill you. So I would probably recommend that one because Americans are just, well, first of all, they should just change their diet practices, but they're not. So I guess I would have to recommend that one for a lot of people because I just think people are just have poor diets. Other procedures, I think there's been a big push to do carotid Dopplers to prevent strokes and see if there's occlusion on either side of your left or right carotid artery. And that's pushed quite a little bit, but some people are at high risk and some aren't. So what else can I think of offhand? The upper and lower endoscopy, like I said, for the colon and the stomach. A lot of stomach stuff out there. A lot of colon stuff. If you've noticed the commercials on TV, Americans, they got stomach problems, acid problems, and they can't poop. So there's a lot of problems in the GI area all alone right there. But those simply could be taken care of if people just started eating correctly. And they could eliminate that whole GI issue right there off the bat.
Steve Elkins, do you think that some of these GI gastrointestinal issues are a result of, and I'll just name the names, like McDonald's with, heck, you've seen the images, class, of the McDonald's hamburger that's been left in a wrapper for years, and the wrapper's unopened, and it still looks like it did when it was put in the wrapper.
Yeah.
The preservatives that are in our foods, all of our foods, so that they can stay on the shelves in boxes and in packages for a long time. Do you think that those preservatives are destroying our ability to digest food? Do you think that's
a
problem?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, and the fat content, and there's a lot of preservatives going in there. There was some talk, you know, long ago, we learned about MSG through the Chinese food chain of these buffets and how they use it as a flavor enhancer, but it's also to have storage in long term as far as putting it back in the refrigerator and pulling it back out next day or so. So people are attentive, I think, to the MSG, and they're mainly worried about, oh, I get headaches from MSG, but you're doing a lot more damage. The MSG is not a good thing. You shouldn't have it in your food at all. It is a flavor enhancer. It may taste good, you know, on the food, but it's actually really bad for you. But like I said, the diets alone are just poor. I mean, generally, you ask Americans, how often do you eat out per week? And they're going to say 2, 3, maybe even more times a week, you know. We are polluting, we're killing ourselves through what we're taking and ingesting. We're not even talking about water and the fluoridation, all that stuff being added to the water. And I have a big problem with people who destroy medications down the toilet. And I've had a show on that once before, how to properly dispose of medications. And we're seeing a big increase of people that they don't get this education, and for some reason there's no public service announcement from government to say, hey, don't do these things because they can't filter out in your water treatment plants. So we're seeing high levels of this and this medication in, you know, our drinking water. So yeah, everything around us, the air, the chemtrails overhead, we got the water issue, and then of course we got the toxins in the food, the hormones. I'll tell you a true story of back when I lived in Utah working in ICU there. I had an 8-year-old girl that came in. I can't remember. She should have gone to like a peds ICU, but for some reason she came to us and we were treating her and taking care of her, and she did well. But her mother came to me and requested maxi pads or a tampon for an 8-year-old. And I said, are you serious? And she was. Her little 8-year-old girl had gone through the stage of being a woman here and having periods. Now, an 8-year-old, that's not a normal thing. You know, 12, 13 is normal. At least it was when I was a kid growing up. And now I'm seeing 8- and 9-year-old girls starting their period. So we know the hormones in the poultry and the beef, and these things are affecting hormonal changes in girls and possibly even boys.
I remember reading, it must have been 2 decades ago, about Puerto Rico and how young girls, the age you're talking about, 8 years old or so, were menstruating, and their breasts were developing very, very quickly. And they traced it. The researchers traced it to the chicken, because chicken is consumed a lot in Puerto Rico. And the chicken, to make the chickens develop the breast meat, the white meat, faster, bigger, more profitably, was done with hormones. The young girls, the families ate the chicken. And, you know, heck, just go to the Chinese factory outlet class and look at the men, and you will see man boobs. Steve, I'm a little older than you are, but you can probably think back to elementary school. There was no such term as man boobs. No such thing, right?
No, there wasn't. You know, I had a talk with Deborah Traveras on this whole issue, and I'm pretty big on the anti-vaccine here and unnecessary vaccines, because I think that's something, another issue we can talk about some other time. But I am convinced, at least the theory I have, and I threw it by her, and she's pretty active in the movement, that these vaccines that we're throwing at young men, and now, you know, I went from probably having 8 vaccines total in my life to now I think it's 70 vaccines by the age of 18. I think it's up to 70 now. And I think my theory is that some of these vaccines, in combination or singular, are being given to young men at a time when their bodies are going through change through puberty. And what we're probably seeing here is a tweaking of the estrogen and a decrease in the testosterone, because the young men I'm seeing today are very feminine looking. They have feminine hands, arms, hips, very little facial hair. They have very feminine characteristics, and it's not just one here and there. I'm seeing a whole group of young men that just don't look manly at all. And that can't just be genetic, you know, by accident. Something is causing that. So that's a little theory I have.
Absolutely fascinating. And do you think that also leads to this, what I would consider an epidemic of sexual confusion?
Definitely, yeah, and it doesn't help that you have a government who's actually promoting it and encouraging it, and of course these school boards are, you know, having classes now, and then they're trying to teach young minds, mold young minds to, you know, experiment, and then Hollywood makes it trendy and it's hip to explore the other side of sexuality, try it, you know. There's all kinds of information out there that they're just shoving at us to... It's not an abnormal thing anymore. It's very norm. And no, it's not. It's not normal at all. And I'm not going to go into the religious aspects of it, but it's not normal. It's abnormal. And when I hear people get angry if I use the word queer. Well, look back in the dictionary, Webster's, and queer means odd and abnormal. And that's exactly what we have, odd and abnormal behavior, sexual behavior. It's not normal, but they want to, you know, they want to make us believe that it's normal. It's the new norm. And I get a little irritated when I hear people say, well, that's the new norm. These are changing times. They're not changing times. You're changing the times, and you're trying to bring us down as a nation. Because we're not, I mean, look at this nation. I went to the Walmart the other day. I look around. I see women with tattoos and piercings. And I mean, it's a major increase in the Jerry Springer population. What has happened to this country? We it's hard to hold your head up and say I'm an American, because what is America now? You know.
Well, Steve, I've got to tell you, I've mentioned this many times, that I avoid going out to eat as much as possible. I've got to be past starving to go to a restaurant, because I know what happens in the kitchen. I know what the people look like in the kitchen. I know that I'm already going to be grossed out by the waitress with the tattoos and the piercings and the tongue ring and all the rest of the that mutilation, the orange hair, the blue hair, the green hair, the multicultural hair, whatever you want to call it. I don't like it. I don't want to be subjected to it, and I avoid it because I think I'm going to get a disease from these people. Because if they're willing to do the mutilation to their bodies, what else are they going to do? I mean, what do they care about?
I would say a lot of that times those behaviors, those cosmetic things, lead to a risky lifestyle, not a healthy lifestyle choice. I agree with you, and I don't like to eat out also either. I very rarely do. I like to cook. I'm a kind of a chef, so I like to cook at home.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that you and I think John and Mrs. Finelli all went shopping for ingredients for dinner one night.
Yeah, we did.
And you all cooked. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about risky behavior, if that's all right with you.
Sure, sounds great.
Yeah, all right. Steve Elkins is with us. ICU nurse.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins, we're talking about risky behavior. And I would consider being tattooed and pierced risky behavior. Would you as well or not?
Yeah, it's interesting the history behind tattoos. First starting off with the Navy man, you know. They actually started off with an eagle or, you know, something like that. And something patriotic. And a lot of Navy guys back in World War II got the patriotic tattoo. And it's simply changed quite a bit now. These people are like canvas, walking canvas nowadays, is what they've got on them. And, yeah, that's a risky behavior. And who can tell how many times they got or how many of these people are probably positive for hepatitis because of somebody with bad needles and whatever. But I would say, yeah, that was a risky behavior.
Okay, I understand that there's strong evidence linking hepatitis B transmission and hepatitis C transmission and syphilis from tattooing. Do you think that's true?
I know that the hepatitis B and C, I've seen a lot of that in the hospital. The syphilis, no, I don't believe so. I think that's more of a sexual encounter type situation. That is on the increase, by the way, and chlamydia is both on the rise also, both those two things. So, but Vincent, I'm going to throw a question at you. When's the last time you saw a public service announcement where they actually told people to start practicing safe behaviors to make sure or minimize their risk of picking up a disease like this? You never see anything about it because, well, there's a lot of commerce that goes along with it. It's a lot of money being made off of bad behavior and bad choices, and the government doesn't seem to care about that at all.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, this is going to sound terrible, but, you know, Adolf Hitler really wanted his country to be absolutely strong, powerful, the best. He really wanted Germany to stand out. He was all for Germany. Germany above everything else. But it seems like the United States, we don't seem to care about us. We don't seem to care about having the best food, the best medicine, the best education, the best morals. We don't seem to care about that. Yesterday I talked about the lack of loyalty. People aren't loyal to each other. And I understand why they're not loyal to corporations. I'm not I've practiced and I preach not being loyal to corporations because corporations have taught us not to be loyal to them. So, for example, if you have an insurance company and you have homeowners insurance, they keep raising the rates because you're loyal. But the new guy that's thinking about buying insurance, he'll get a better rate than a loyal guy. Or the cell phone company, if you're loyal, you're going to pay higher than if you shop. So they have taught us, corporations have taught us, big corporations have taught us not to be loyal. But that has passed down to individuals, not being loyal to individuals. And that is tearing our country apart. And you're absolutely right. You're right.
You know, you mentioned something interesting. I did catch your show yesterday about loyalty, and I agree with you 100%. There was a time back in the day of my grandfather. He was a brigadier general in the military, Army, a man of great character. I loved my grandfather, a very solid man, a man of his word. And it's interesting that back in the day, his day, and even in my father's day, loyalty, there was a thing called honor. And we didn't have the need for all these liars or lawyers, per se. We had a little thing called the honor code. When you made an agreement with somebody, you would put your hand out, you would give them a firm handshake, you would look them in the eye, and your word was your bond. It was your honor to uphold your word. For some reason, that's now we have lawyers drawing up contracts, and now we're finding people looking for wiggle room and gray area to get out of the contract. Where's the loyalty? Where's the honor?
I'm going to do something I didn't plan to do, Steve Elkins. So I had an appointment yesterday. A guy said that he was going to come over to the house, and I said, okay, that'd be great. Thursday afternoon will work. He didn't show up. He didn't show up. So I sent him an email, and the email said, I used his first name, and I wrote, my mistake, I waited for you today, Vincent. That's all I sent. And then I got back an email that said, I'm so sorry, I was swamped, I didn't calendar this correctly, I can come over your way tomorrow evening and be there by 6 or so, or around the same time, Saturday, Sunday, Monday evening. Let me know if one of those works for you, and I will get out your way and look forward to meeting with you. And then he signed it. And I sent back an email first to his first name. Four people changed their schedules to make our appointment work yesterday. All wasted time. No, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will not work. We are farmers, and all of us are busy cutting, tedding, raking, baling, and moving hay from sunup till dark now. We'll have to reschedule for some time when you can actually show up, Vincent. Okay? That's my response. I have no patience anymore for this nonsense. You're talking about honesty, integrity, loyalty. It's lacking. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.